weapon right there.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Jesus. I can tell somebody, God
Stand on this Sunday morning. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. We pray, God, that you would speak a word into our hearts and into our minds. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the choir for singing one of our Advent songs, if you will. We are in the season of Advent, and in a lot of churches, particularly the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, the Episcopalian Church, most of their pastors preach out of what is called a lectionary. And so they know for the whole year every sermon that they're going to preach every Sunday for the whole year. That is one of the blessings of being Baptist, is that we have that liberty to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as much as I would like to talk about Christmas this morning, I have been led to the book of Acts, chapter 28. And I have called your attention there, Acts chapter 28. And we will read for your hearing verses 3 through 6. I do solicit your prayers. Amen. I am standing without hardly any sleep. But we thank God that we're standing. Amen. Acts chapter 28, verses 3 through 6. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And verse 5, he shook off the beast into the fire, and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, let me hear everybody say a great while, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And for just a few moments this morning, I want to speak from this subject. This is not going to kill me. Amen. This is not going to kill me. Thank you, ushers. I remember hearing about a man who was bitten by a venomous snake while hiking in the mountains. His friends panicked, thinking he was going to die. They rushed the brother to the hospital. And the doctor said, "The bite won't kill you, but the fear will." The doctor explained that the venom was dangerous, but the real threat, the real culprit, if you will, was if the man gave up, stopped moving, and let fear take over. The antidote was available, but he had to keep calm and keep going. Tell your neighbor, you're going to have to keep going. Come on, amen. Help me preach this. Lean over and tell somebody, you keep on going, keep going, keep moving. Amen. Just like Paul, the man whose story faced a moment where Paul could have taken over. But he chose not to let fear win. That decision made all the difference, not only for his survival, but for his peace of mind. Sometimes, y'all, the greatest battle is not against the bite itself, but rather against the anxiety it tries to bring into your mind. When trouble strikes, it's easy to focus on the pain or the danger, but peace comes when we trust that God is still in charge. Oh, I don't know who this sermon is for this morning, but God sent me by on today to remind someone in this room that God is still in charge. I know it looks bad. I know your situation looks insurmountable. I know that you have exhausted all of the answers that you are able to come up with, but I've come by to remind you this morning that God is still in charge. Oh, my. What bit you is not what will kill you if you keep on moving and keep trusting in God. Your life has a way of surprising us. Sometimes trouble shows up when you're just trying to do good. Y'all, Paul wasn't preaching. He wasn't praying. He was simply gathering some sticks to keep the fire burning. And out of the heat came a snake that latched onto his hand. Sometimes adversity can strike when we least expect it, even in the midst of doing something good or something that we deem necessary. Just because hardship appears in the middle of obedience doesn't mean you've done something wrong. It means this: life is unpredictable. I said life is unpredictable. I never will forget when I had this new Ford Expedition. I'd had it 5 days. It was beautiful. It was black and tan, and I had it 5 days, and I was driving from Baton Rouge back home, and when I came over that big bridge, the Mississippi River Bridge on Highway 190, I never will forget. I've told this story many times, but I don't think I told y'all this part, but I'm going to tell y'all this part. After I got over that bridge, I was so proud of my truck, Bro Mallet, that I turned the interior lights on while driving, mind you, and I looked back in my truck, and I said, look at this. Ooh, this is nice. This is beautiful. I was so impressed. Amen. 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 And about 30 minutes later, I had fallen asleep. A dump truck was turning off of Highway 190. I was asleep. I had the cruise control on. I was asleep. And my truck went right into the back of that dump truck, y'all, and it was destroyed. Amen. And I was in there when the state police got there. And y'all, I need to tell you that I couldn't get out, first of all. The door was jammed, and I was in there. But I started smelling smoke, much like last night. Hallelujah. And somebody, I remember somebody said that if there's smoke, and as big as I was, and as small as that door would open, y'all, I got up out of there. And when the state trooper arrived, I was standing there with my hands on my head saying, Lord, my truck, my truck. That state trooper looked me in the eye. He said, young man, he said, do you know I have seen people not walk away from accidents not half as bad as this. Instead of you crying about your truck, you ought to be, I'm the pastor, preach. The state trooper said, you ought to be thanking God for your life. Oh, my, oh, my. Is there anybody here who knows that adversity has a way of creeping up on you, but you've got to maintain your trust and your faith in God? Come on, come on. How many of you have cheated God out of a praise? How many of you have cheated God out of worship because your situation looked bad, because things didn't fit the way you thought they ought to fit. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify, Pastor, I'm going through something right now, but I hear you, Pastor. I hear what the state trooper said. I'm going to praise him in my problem. I'm going to worship him in my dilemma. I'm going to tell him thank you even when my money is funny and my change is strange, because I know this, he is still in charge. He's still in charge. So life is unpredictable. I called a pastor friend of mine after that happened, and I said, why did God let that happen to me? Why did I wreck my brand new truck? And Pastor French said to me, the reason you got in that wreck, the reason you messed up your truck, is because you fell asleep. You know, we want to spiritualize everything, but the truth of the matter is some stuff just happened. That's what happened with Paul here in this text. Amen. The folk watching said, oh, he must have murdered somebody. He had to do something to be on his hand. And do y'all see the crowd? They are standing back looking. Ain't nobody running in to help. Ain't somebody trying to rescue him. The Bible says they stood back and looked for a while, thinking he was finna drop dead. I wish I could get somebody to bear witness with Pastor Garner this morning and say, this is not gonna kill me. Because do you know there's some folks sitting back looking at you and your problem and your trouble, amen, rationalizing that you must have done something. You must, amen, have sinned. There's something that you did to be in the situation that you're in. Amen. Deacon Smith, as bad as you had it, amen, I prayed for you all of the time, but I assure you there was somebody standing back looking, saying, oh, look at him now. Hey, yeah, he used to be stepping high, but amen, it's all catching up. You ought to give God praise this morning for bringing you through, for bringing you out. Come on and give him praise today. The islanders said he must be a murderer. He escaped the sea, but justice is going to catch up with him. They were waiting for him to die, but the Bible says, let me hear y'all say, the Bible says, Paul shook it off. Paul shook it off and kept on living. And I came to tell somebody today, this ain't going to kill you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with. But Pastor Garner came by during the Advent season to tell you, it's not going to kill you if you will shake it off. Shake it off. Shake your haters off. Shake the gossipers off. Shake the liars off. Shake the folk off who don't want you to succeed, don't want you to progress. Learn how to shake them off. The first point I want to leave you with today is that the bite is not the end. Look at verse 3. It says that as Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. The bite was real, but it wasn't final. The attack was painful, but it wasn't permanent. Just because it hurts y'all doesn't mean it's over for you. You may be bitten by betrayal. You may be bitten by sickness. You may be bitten by disappointment. No matter what form the bite takes, remember, it doesn't have the final say over your purpose. The pain you're experiencing might feel overwhelming right now, but it is not your identity nor your destiny. You got to be careful how you speak what you're going through. Amen. Don't let what you're going through define who you are. I might have whatever, but it don't have me. Come on, come on. Is there anybody with that testimony? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's not your identity. It is not your destiny. You may feel wounded, but you're not defeated. God still has more for you beyond this moment. The bite is not the end. The presence of pain does not mean the absence of purpose. God can use what hurt you to help you. Can I encourage somebody in this room? Sometimes what you go through is simply a setup for what God wants to show through you. Let me back up, rewind, and say that again. Amen. Sometimes what you go through is simply a setup for what God wants to show through you. The bite may catch you off guard, but it's not a sign that you've been abandoned. It's proof that there's still more ahead. Even when others look at your situation and expect the worst, trust that God's purpose is greater than the present pain. Tell somebody he ain't through with me yet. The second point, and I'm almost done, shake it off and keep moving. Verse 5. Verse 5 says, but Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. Paul didn't panic. He shook it off. He didn't let what was hanging on keep him from holding on. Y'all, sometimes survival is in your shake. Shake off somehow. Shake off the fear. Shake off the negativity. Because what you shake off can't stay on. Don't let what that stone linger. Don't let what bit you block you. Shake it off and keep on moving. There will be moments when it feels easier to focus on what bit you instead of what's ahead of you. But you have the power to choose your response. Look at it, look at it, look at it. Oh, I thank God, y'all, that I've learned, amen, to not let pain paralyze me. Instead, I recognize my ability to shake it off is a testament to the resilience and faith that I have in God. Oh my, when you refuse to let adversity define you, you create space for God to work miracles in your life. One more point and I'm done. Watch God turn it around. I said, watch God turn it around. The people waited for him to swell up and die. But when they had waited a long time, Dr. Janice, and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided he's a god. And see how fickle people are? Amen, amen. As long as you're losing, they are against you. As long as you're down, they will stand back and look upon you and talk all kind of nonsense against you. But as soon as your settlement comes in, as soon as your breakthrough comes, oh, the same folk that talked about you and lied about you will be up in your face talking about, give me, help me, show me. Amen, amen. Oh my, and we still got to be Christian through all of that. Because you know the flesh will rise up and want to tell him some stuff that ain't in. You got to love him anyway. Do I have any witnesses? You got to learn how to bless him anyway. The same people who predicted your death will have to witness your deliverance. I put a little clip on Facebook the other day of Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he was talking about you ain't got to worry about who don't like you. You don't have to worry about folks with attitudes against you. You don't have to worry about the gossip. You don't have to worry about none of that, because if God wants to, he will make your enemies bless you. Oh, I know I got some witnesses up in here. The same folk that predicted your death will witness your deliverance. They waited for Paul to die, but they had to change their minds. When God keeps you, even your haters, you have to holler out about how great you are and how great God is. They said you wouldn't make it. They said you wouldn't recover. They said you wouldn't survive. But God said you shall live and not die. Just as Paul's story didn't end with the bite, your story isn't over because of a setback. Sometimes the very thing to break you will become the evidence of God's protection over your life.
People may watch and wait for your demise, but God's plan is always greater than their predictions. Is there anybody who's glad about it? Is there anybody that can give God a right now praise for it? Is there anybody that can thank him that after all that I've been through, I've been lied on and cheated and talked about and mistreated, but I'm still here. Some of them are gone, G-O-N-E, but I am still here. He's witnessing what God can do. He will pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. Give him praise if you know he's a way maker. Tell him thank you. If you've watched him open doors in your life, give him praise in this place. I don't know what's been hanging on you, but I came to tell you this ain't gonna kill you. The storm couldn't stop you. The snake couldn't kill you. The spectators cannot define you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So lift up your head, Pleasant Hill. Square your shoulders and declare, I'm still here. I'm still standing. And I'm still giving God the glory. Can I get a witness this morning who knows that what tried to kill you will have to turn around and bless you? You ought to give God praise this morning. I don't know what's been hanging on you, but I came to tell you that it ain't gonna kill you. The storm could not stop you. The snake cannot kill you. The spectators cannot define you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So lift your head up. As a matter of fact, somebody, amen, they're in the room looking at you. You ought to get on your feet right now and let them know and let the devil know, I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still giving God the glory. I said, I'm still here. Let me hear you say it. I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still giving God the glory. When the enemy bites, shake it off. When the pain comes, shake it off. When the haters talk, shake it off. When the storm rages, stand tall. When the darkness falls, stand on. Shake it off and keep on moving. Press on and keep on believing. Walk on and keep on praising. Stand up and keep on worshiping. Smile on and keep on trusting him. Let somebody know that after all that I've been through, I still have joy. I still have a praise. Let somebody know that after all that I've been through, I'm not gonna give up on trusting God. He's been too good to me. He has been there for me when folk turned their backs on me. And I'm so glad.